Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 namhlanje ngomvulo ekuseni mhlaka 6 kuzibandlela 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele South Africa ebeliye ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimo selithili lokhu lizama ukuchapha umngcele we-Bite Bridge ngoba kugcwele kakhulu.
Umnotho wethu ufile, abantu bathole nzima, abantu bayahlupheka. Into okuthiwa yisinkwa abasidlileyo khathesi bancedwe yikuthi labo abasebenza emazweni bebekhona basika bathenga isinkwa. Ngoba isinkwa uyasithenga nge-$18.
Abebutho abalinde umngcele wemlamba pheli babikwa bebopha labo abachapha besiya kumbe bevela kwele Botswana ngokungekho emthethweni nxa bengababhadalanga imali.
Walinyazwa ngamasotsha vele eButswana, eButswana kwesebenza ebuya kukhisimusi mhlaka 24 ebusuku ngama 3. Afana bedlule babagijimisa, uhambe wahlwa yiphuka khonapho bamthatha bayemtshiya ekliniki emashaba.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele South Africa ebeliye ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi lithi lelokhu lizama ukuchapha umngcele we-Bite Bridge lapho kubikwa kusedlula abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamathumi amathathu lanhlani zabantu 35,000 ngelanga kunsukwana ezedluleyo, njalo kulendwendwe zezimota lamabhasi ezinde kakhulu. Iziphathamandla zikahulumente zibikwa zisithi umumo okhangelelwe ukuba ngcono emadabukabusa namuhla. Lokhu kwenzakala abasebenza kwamanye amazwe abakade bevakatshele eZimbabwe ngaleli khefu besithi badanile ngesimo somnotho welizwe olokhu uqhubeka ubhidlika. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxa lomnumzana Nqabutho Mabhena, umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, laye obevakatshele ekhaya.
Abantu abaningi abasebenza eSouth Africa bebehambile eZimbabwe ngalo December, loba isimo somnotho sinzima eZimbabwe, kodwa abantu abaningi abasebenza lapha bahambile ngesizathu sokuthi abaningi bakhona balezincwadi zokusebenza lapha eSouth Africa. Likho kwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi bahambe okusemthethweni besiya ekhaya. Sikhethi siya ekhaya bekulabantu abaningi ebhoda, kodwa sinanzeleleyo ukuthi bekungani kulula ukudlula, bekunganzima kade kusedle South Africa abantu beproseswa kuhle bedlula bengene elizweni besiya eZimbabwe. Sasa amakhampani amaningi ayaqala umsebenzi, yikho abantu abaningi sebebuya ukuthi baqale bezoqala umsebenzi. Abantu abalencwadi lezo singama-special permit bafika ku-200,000. Bese kusiba labanye abasebenzisa ezinye incwadi ezikolunye uhlobo, labanye asebevele bele mvume ukuthi babe ngama-citizens alapha eSouth Africa, balama-permanent residence. Izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezisebenza lapha eSouth Africa ziyakuthanda kakhulu eZimbabwe, yikho zihamba ziyabona izihlobo, zihamba zisiyakudla ikhisimusi. Ngabe kuthiwa ilizwe lethu likulungile umnotho, ngabe usezingeni elifanana leSouth Africa, ngabe vele abantu abaningi bazisebenzele eZimbabwe.
Kungabe kulicele leZimbabwe kumbe leSouth Africa elihlezi liphathana?
Esikunanzelelayo laphana emngceleni esayidini leZimbabwe zaba scanning passport. Nxa umuntu efika bahle bathatha ipassport bafake istamp, okwenza ukuthi ngeminithi angaskana mhlawumbe ama-passport amahlanu. Kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa nxa ufika khona kumele ipassport yakho bayiskane yona ngokwayo, bafuna ipassport esemthethweni bese beskana ipermit. Nxa ule permit kuyathatha ama-minutes athize, bese usithi kulalabo abangena bevele bengela ama-permit kodwa belama-passport, bese becela ukuthi baphiwe amalanga. Yona leyana i-process nje iyathatha isikhathinyana. So-ke sinanzelela ukuthi imizila iba khona kakhulu ngapha esecele leSouth Africa eboda ngokuskana kwama-passport, kodwa ngale Zimbabwe uyangena kuphela bayigxoba i-passport uzidlulele. eZimbabwe kuba le queue kuphela labo abachayela izimoto ngabe senza lokhu incwadi yemoto ukuthiwa i-TIP yikho okuthola khona kule queue.
Njengomuntu obesekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ubona ingani umnotho welizwe unjani njalo kuyathembisa yini ukuthi kungalo
umnotho wethu ufile abantu bathole nzima abantu bayahlupheka into okuthiwa yisinkwa abasidlileyo khathesi bancedwe yikuthi labo abasebenza emazweni bebekhona bafika bathenga isinkwa ngoba isinkwa uyazithenga nge-$18 umuntu ohola i-$500 kumbe umuntu ohlala emakhaya osuka esiyadinga ipentsheni yakhe angeke anelise ukuthenga isinkwa kanti-ke futhi ilanga liyashisa ekhaya yebo-ke noma izulu selike lana kodwa-ke ilanga like lachisa ikakhulu sondela ikhisimusi langemva kwekhisimusi amabele abesengani eminxa wakhanibo songani i-onyeni esesitsha nxa-ke izulu ingazange lina abantu bavuna sibona kuzaba nzima kakhulu sesekuthandazela ukuthi izulu line abantu banelise ukuthi bathole emasimini.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Ngqobo uThoma Bhena umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Sixoxelaye eseJohannesburg khonale eSouth Africa. Kusenjalo abebutho abalinde umngcele wemlabapheli babikwa bebopha labo abachapha besiya kumbe bevela kwele Botswana ngokungekho emthethweni nxa bengabhadalanga imali. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zebutho ngalolu daba. Kodwa asizweni udaba esilethulelwa ngu-Albert Ncube.
Izakhamizi ezakhele phansi komngcele wemlambapheli zikhala ngokuziphatha kwabebutho abalindele umngcele ukube kwabebopha labo abachapha lo mngcele besiya kwele Botswana ongekho emthethweni baqede lapho bafuna imali ezivalamlomo. Umnumzana Kutakwashe Batso osuke ezizamanyoni kuward-19 lo mntana Kutafatso olele esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda oqamuke unyawo ngemva kokuwela egodini egijiniswa ngabebutho.
Walinyazwa ngamasotsha emlambapheli vele eButswana eButswana kwesebenza ibuya kukhisimusi mhlaka-24 ebusuku ngama-3 bavuka afana bedlule babagijimisa uhambi wahlwa yiphuka khonapho bamthatha bayemchiya ikliniki emashaba. Kuvamile kakhulu isuku zonke ngokuthi babe befuna imali kuwo abantu abethu laba abanga bevelale bangamabhoda jumpa babe babhadalisa ama-200 pula thisi imali singikhathaza ngekadokotela ukuthi bafake insimbi.
Umnumzana Baza uthi kufunakala amadola kwemelika ayinkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu $1,300 ukuze umntanakhe ayelatshwe. Iningi labasakhulayo emhlubulweni emandebeleni lisebenzela phetsheya kwele Botswana lase-South Africa ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi kuleli. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Ngesikhangele indaba esiqhamukayo namhlanje yize kumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-The Herald lithi umfana oleminyaka elitshumi lane ungomunye wabayisishiyagalolunye ababotshwe ngemva kokubulawa kwepolisa emgodini we-Good Hope Mine e-Battlefield kusukwana ezedluleyo. Lokhu kwenzakala umphathintambo kahulumende umnumzana Kazembe Kazembe esithi abemba imigodi akusafanelanga bathwale izikhali zamamathetsi. Okwamanje-ke ke silalele amazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumela wona nge-WhatsApp njalo sithatha leli thuba ukuxolisa kulabo abande ukusilandela kukhasi lethu le-Facebook labe esiyabe si-live streama khona ukuthi lamuhla asenzi njalo ngoba imitshina yethu ayilunganga kodwa lisixhase njalo kusasukela kusasa siyabe ke si-live streama lolu hlelo njengenjayelo.
Salibonani basakazi baka-Studio 7 igama lami ngujethile moyo embuya esimukhwi kombona. Nami basakazi indaba yenjelele ngiyibona ibaluleke kakhulu ngoba kudala kwakukhishwa izinduna zazikhipha abantu becela izulu enjelele. Namhlanje injelele ijike kwaba yintaba ukuthandazwa khona, kade kwakungathandazwa. Kwakuyocelwa izulu abantu beyihlonipha, and ngasesigabeni nezigaba kwakubuthwa amathambo kutshiso. Namhlanje akusayenziwa, kodwa mina nginethemba lokuthi wonke umuntu uzagcina engena endleleni ngoba izulu lizohamba. Wonke umuntu uzobuyela emuva. Isifiso sami siyikuthi basakazi, abantu izinduna nabosebhuku babe nabantu abasuka emakhaya beyocela izulu, babuyele emuva njengakudala kwakwenziwa, ngoba lalisini izulu. Namhlanje kuwomile ngoba sekwagcwala izihlakaniphi, abantu abasayenjelele. Umuntu nomuntu sezitshela ukuthi hawu, mina ngiyasonta ngiyenjelele, kanti okwakudala ngokwakudala ngeke ukujinje. Ngiyabonga msakazi wami.
Ngiyalibingelela mina komutsha wasakazi wakwa-Studio 7 Mpangazithe Aaron. Bakithi ngiyaluzwa uhlelo lokuthi abantwana bathokoze kakhulu, bethokozela ukuya kwi-interview kunesi bomongikazi. Kodwa ke xa ungajulisisa ingqondo yezombangazwe, lokho kuyize neze. Kungani abantwana laba besiya aplayela eHarare baze baswelele imali zokugada, bagcine bedingelwa lezi mali zokugada? Zona izibhedlela zaseBrunaberg, izibhedlela zikobulawayo lapho kufundelwa khona ukunesi, ukuze kulahlise umthwakazi. Bazama ukulahlisa into leyana umsindolwana okukhona ukuthi kuthiwa kuqhathwa abantwana besishoneni. Akulalutho lapha ngamanga, izaba leyi. Bazathatha abalutshwana bezama ukuvala umsindolwana okwathiwa yindaba abantwana besitshonini bezofundela ngapha komthwakazi. Khonoko ukuthi abantu besihambela izinto zisiya khonale kubangwa kuyini xa ukuthi sikhululekile komthwakazi?
Khona nje ukubeka ithemba bantu bakithi kuzanupf ihluphe kanje lokuhlukumezeka kwemphefumulo yabantu, ngoba abantu sebephila ngokuhlukumezeka. Abantwana beZimbabwe bonke ngabayanga, akusela mntu lemali, akula kuthi uyasebenza awusebenzi kuyafana, imali uyifaka ebhenking awuyitholi. Ngulumnangago lo ende bahlukumeza abantu nje kuphela, bona ba-rich
lawa ama-investors ngoba kuthiwa khona abesisukubuya ezo investasinangako. Angicabanga ukuthi ke bengabuya bezeabantu.
Mina umakhosini ngisebenzela kwele Gaborone. Heyi, lathi silala uhlupho lolo sibilo lwezimali kokusilela eZimbabwe. Ngongicwalisela lo sisi othi usebenzela eBotswana la, ngumuzwe ekhala ngento lami engiyibonileyo naleyi ndaba enjalo ezimali. Le ama-passport akuthi sithwele nzima ngama-passport, sifuna ama-passport. Ama-passport akhona sikudliwa imali eziningi, siqeda lapho singatholi futhi ama-passport angkhona, kodwa sidliwa imali nje. Bebesitshela ukuthi ubuye ngelangelinje, ubuye ngelangelinje, size sicine isikhathi sokuthi sihambe, sifika sihambe. Yikho upresident esikhaya ukuthi ngalibani uyalungisa zwa lezi zinto ezinjani lezo. Bengenele bonke abantu.
Ya, siyafa indlala eZimbabwe. I-government yakhona ayithathi action. Nanxa ithatha ama-actions ile favor, angazi ukuthi luza kuqedwa yini lolu hlupho. Yinkinga esibhekane nayo nje. Lami ngithembeka amavili amathathu ngisitsho ngendlala le ebhekane nabantu eZimbabwe. Uncedo asikalutholi endaweni eziningi.
Oh, nayi mhlolo bantu. Amapolisa ayehlilwa izigebengu, izigebengu ezilimaza abantu. Kodwa uma ngabe kuthiwa i-MDC lo mhlangano, hhayi, bayagijima bagijima bagcwale izimoto, kodwa behluleka ukubopha abantu abamosha elizweni, abazosilimazela abantwana, abazosilimazela abafazi. Singekho njenje sisingekho emakhaya, kodwa amaphoyisa agijimela ukuyoshana labantu abadala abalwela ilungelo labo. Imhlolo labo yikho besehluleka lokusinikeza ukudla kanye lenhlanyelo. Thina kwelethu isayidi le kwele BMC banikeza abantu i-fertilizer, angazi ukuthi i-fertilizer iyahlanyelwa kumbe i-fertilizer ngumvundiswa.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu, liwathumela ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Sithande njalo ukuxolisa ngokuthi asi-live stream lamhla, kodwa sizenze njalo kusukela kusasa. ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika uthi amabutho elizwe lakhe awasoze asuke e-Iraq ngaphandle kokuthi lelo lizwe libhadale imali eyasetshenziswa lilizwe lakhe ukwakha inkamba yendizamtshina yebutho kulelo lizwe i-Airbus eyabiza amabhiliyoni lamabhiliyoni amadola. Lokhu kulandela isinqumo esithethwe yiPhalamende ye-Iraq esokuthi uhulumende axotshe amabutho eMelika angu-5200 kulandela ukubulawa kwesiphathamandla se-Iraq uMnumzana Qaim Soleimani ngele Melika. Uthi ele-Iraq lingakwenza lokhu liza kwethulelwa izijeziso zama-sanctions elingakaze lizibone. Abokholo lesi-Muslim abedlulisa amalawulo babulele amalunga ebutho leMelika amathathu ngesonto eKenya ngemva kokuhlasela inkamba yebutho esetshenziswa ngeleKenya leMelika eduzane lomngcele leSomalia. I-Al-Shabaab ithi yiyo ehlaseleyo njalo ibulele abeMelika abalitshumi lasikhombisa kukanti isithethe linkamba. Kodwa i-Africom ithi i-Al-Shabaab isisenga lezimithiyo. Namhlanje kwezenzakala eMelika, umabhalane omkhulu kahulumende weMelika uMnumzana Mike Pompeo usevikele inyathelo elithethwe yilizwe lakhe elokubulala isiphathamandla sebutho le-Iran uMnumzana Qaim Soleimani ngolwesihlanu e-Iraq, lanxa enqabile ukuveza ubufakazi bokuthi umuyi wayeyingozi ebantwini beMelika kanye labomhlubulo we-Middle East. UMnumzana Pompeo utshele imisakazo etshiyeneyo izolo ntambama egoqela i-CNN, ABC, le-Fox News ukuthi inkokheli yeMelika ilabo bonke ubufakazi bokuthi bekufanele uMnumzana Soleimani abulawe ngoba ubelungiselela ukuhlasela abantu abaningi, ngakho okwenziwe yilizwe lakhe yikubahlenga. Uthe kasoze abuveze egcekeni lobo ubufakazi ngoba kufanele uhulumende wakhe avikele labo abamnike lolo lwazi. Kodwa wengeze wathi eleMelika lizaqhubeka lisethula imbiko ngokwenzakale lapho kuhlaselwa umuyi ngendizamtshina ye-drone, lanxa kuza kwenziwa ngonanzelelo. Ukusenjalo, ele-Iran lithi aliseyi kuphatheka ngokupheleleyo kusivumelwano esasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2015 phakathi kwalelo lizwe leMelika esezikhali ze-nuclear, njalo selizazenzela santando. UMongameli Trump laye waphuma kulolu hlelo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Umkhokheli we-Iran, u-Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, ubikwa ethe ilizwe lakhe lizaphindisela ukubulawa kukaMnumzana Soleimani, lanxa ilizwe lakhe lingafuni impi. UMongameli Trump laye uselobe ebulenjini be-Twitter imbiko etshiyeneyo etshela ele-Iran ukuthi lingalokothi lihlasele eleMelika kumbe izizalwane zalo, ngoba laye uzaphendisela kabuhlungu engakhethi le ndawo zamasiko alelo lizwe, ama-cultural sites. Amalunga ebandla elibusayo elama-Republicans ayasekela okwenziwe nguMongameli Trump, kodwa awama-Democrats athi lanxa lawo evuma izizathu zokubulawa kukaMnumzana Soleimani, bekufanele kuvunyelwane edalela ePhalamende yeMelika, iCongress, kungakathathwa inyathelo. UMofi ukhangelelwe ukungcwatshwa ngolwesibili eKeman.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 medium wave, laku short wave 6175, laku 7255 ekuseni kususela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi-ke ntambama kusukisela ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9. Sitholakala ku-909 medium wave, laku short wave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kilohertz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kilohertz. Kusukisela ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama.
Okwamanje uChris Gande weStudio 7 usethulela ingoma ezilitshumi ezadla ubhedu ngomnyaka ka-2019 onalo esisanda ukugqiba ezabaculi bakweleka mthwakazi iTop 10.
Number 10 silengoma ka Berita ethi ndicela ikiss. Number 9 silengoma ka DJ Fritz featuring Sis K ingoma ethi ziyalenda. Number 8 silengoma kaMadlela featuring Boyoyo ingoma ethi Celebrate. Number 7 ke kule ngoma yokukhanya kwezwe ingoma ethiwa inkubalo. Ku number 6 silengoma ka Freak featuring Zex ingoma ethi Charge Office.
Hello? Hey, Charge Office yini? Yithi kusa Charge Office yini? Akula problem, bemfunga ubuza ukuthi lingaba le charge yefone lomlomo omncane yini? Kathe Charge Office le charge yani? Oh, sorry my sister, besithi ngiyachajwa amafoni. Okay, fine, charge.
Ku number 5 silengoma eye Asaf ingoma ethi vibe is correct.
Can't fight the glow, they just got to know the vibe is correct. The vibe is correct. The vibe is correct. The vibe is correct. The vibe is correct.
Number 4 says the ingoma ye SP Manyenga ingoma ethi Sherry Omubi.
Sure, we follow JJ lifestyle yami. Kunje mutiro koga fani. Ole blanka ye agi. DJ lifestyle yami tifuna utheri omuvi ukuthi wonke amajida kawamfuni olichiste ngathi amapresta wakhuli omuvi ngathi ufake imaskara if ukhangele ebe ngathi ngumfana onomjupha ngathi yena ngomampara uhamba ripis ngathi ushaye ihoke para ngathi my smile uyabekhala funa utheri ongathi ufake ibhadi utheri ngathi ugele ipox cut Uchero wami yedwa ungona angathi ubegejwa ufuna mina uchiri ufake
ijembe monks isezi yona ku number 3 ngengoma ethi Njelimana.
Hey, 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 hey
number 2 silengoma ye agenda featuring Lloyd and Londra ingoma ethi ukuphi
nihambile uma ngomuda ngithola ngofana nawe
Number one, asilengoma kamsiz K, eti icheriami. Chayla ke ihlombe msiz K.
Super thick, black beauty, how can I resist? Sophisticated, educated, big girl. She's a masterpiece, take a look at her. Coolest girl I've ever met, she's the best I've ever had. Keisha Cole, ever since, always real, never fake. Wife in material, she's the type that bring home. Mama's gonna smile when I make the best intro. Every chick's jealous, she's the one that wanna be. Every chick's jealous, jealous, jealous. Every chick's jealous, she's the one that wanna be. Every chick's jealous. Jealous, jealous, yeah.
It's Cherry, I'm a Palatelia. Oh, 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 I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose.
Got me feeling good, got me feeling great. Walking through the hood with a head in my head. Everybody's watching, they just can't help it. Baby's got snake dripping for the black magic. I got me an upgrade, go swing on my exes. I'm calling in physio now, she's stolen all my senses. Any other girl is a waste of time. I swear I'll stay loyal, never cross that line. Cause every chick's jealous, she's the one that wanna be. Every chick's jealous, jealous, jealous. Every chick's jealous, she's the one that wanna be. Every chick's jealous, jealous, jealous.
Cherry, I'm a Palatelia. Oh, 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 I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose. Oh, I'm a Moose.
My shorty's got that. She's an original. I call her Miss World. She's an original. My shorty's got class. She's an original. I call her Miss World. She's an original. An original.
It's Cherry, I'm a Palatelia. Oh, it's Cherry, I'm a Palatelia. Oh, it's Cherry, I'm a Palatelia. Oh, it's Cherry, I'm a Palatelia.
Umsiz K, esithi Cherry Yami, engu number one kungoma ezilitshumi ezadla ubhedu ngomnyaka ka-2019 wonalesi esisanda ukuwugqiba nje. Kubaculi bakwelikamthwakazi i-top 10 esiyethulelwe nguChris Gande we-Studio 7. Isingakehlukane nanzi inhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kwele South Africa ebeliye ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi lithi lilokhu lizama ukuchapha umngcele we-Beit Bridge lapho kulokhu kuphithizela kule ndwendwe ezinde zemota lamabhasi. Abebutho abalinde umngcele wemlambapheli babikwa bebopha labo abachapha besiya kumbe bevela kwele Botswana ngokungekho emthethweni nxa bengababhadalanga imali. Hayi sikugqoba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.